You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Following the tragedy in New Zealand last week, the Islamic Society of Greater Syracuse held a vigil at the Mosque to Jesus, Son of Mary, over the weekend. WAER's Kevin Fitzpatrick went to listen to the words of comfort from seven local religious leaders.
Members of the Syracuse community gathered at Masjid Issa ibn Maryam on Saturday in remembrance of the 50 people who were killed attending Jummah in an attack by a white supremacist in Christchurch, New Zealand. Local leaders spoke before a crowd of about 150 to provide context and comfort. Local educator and community leader Dr. Yusuf Sewell convened with a prayer and 49 seconds of silence.
We say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From God we come, and to him we shall return. We also say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may God grant that person paradise or Jannah and forgive their sins.
Imam Morris Nima Marlia expressed concern over the normalization of heightened security around places of worship.
Yesterday I was happy when some of my friends sent me a photo of troopers guarding my masjid in East Syracuse. I was happy because we felt safe. But at the same time, I was scared. Do we really need protection in this country? Do synagogues, do churches, do we all need protection?
Morris went on to say that he believed that new generations are radicalized when societies fail to condemn the actions of perpetrators who came before. Morris, who is a member of the Bosnian diaspora, cited a song which the shooter played in his car during the live-streamed attack, which had been an anthem of Serbian nationalism during the Bosnian War. The lyrics mentioned Radovan Karadzic, a former Serbian leader and convicted war criminal.
When I heard that song and when I heard the name of one criminal who's still not punished for his crimes, for genocide, my blood started boiling. I got shivers.
The attack in Christchurch reignited anxieties for the Muslim community in central New York after learning in January of an attempted bombing in Islamburg, a Muslim community near Albany. Despite this, Sewell insists that the Muslim community in Syracuse remains fearless.
Somebody asked me yesterday, were people scared to come to the mosque? No, it was more full than usual. He said you had hundreds of millions, probably a billion people praying for the people who were murdered in New Zealand yesterday during Jummah, the Muslim holy day.
Kevin Fitzpatrick, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.